Hey, Steve.
Hey, Ron.
Hey. You and me. Okay, meeting's over.
Okay, sounds good to me.
No, we can't do that. Did you listen to the Russian folk song?
I did. I even turned on the speakers.
Wow.
At first, I just watched it, and I turned it on. Yeah, it was very nice.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, I'm going to type it to the big screen.
Huh? I was trying to find a CD. I'd love to have a CD from the group, but they don't reference anything. So.
That reminds me. I think I mentioned to you the choir that I listened to. It was Nine Monks.
Nine Monks?
From the Moscow Patriarchal Church.
Okay.
They were Royce Hall. And I went over and checked them out. It was amazing. The harmonies were coming out of that group.
Hmm.
Anyway, I got a CD, and I think you mentioned you wanted to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, actually I would.
I can find it.
Yeah, I'll put it on my iPod thingy.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, Steve and Ron, is that all that's on? Who's on?
Steve, so we're calling the telecon done.
There's Steve. Okay.
Hey, while we're here, Ron.
Hey, Mitch.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
I am very good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right.
Recovering from all your...
All my excitement. Yeah, I feel actually pretty good.
Cool. Good.
Weather's turned nice. We had a little bit of a chill for the last couple of days, but it's nice now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm struggling to get some fencing up to keep the deer off of all of the stuff that we have planted.
Oh.
Now, they hadn't bothered us for years. We know who we are.
Yeah. Apparently I don't. I know who I am, but not where I am.
Did I hear somebody named Richard Chen join?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's me. Hi.
Hi, I'm sorry. Which node are you with?
Engineering node.
Okay, I've been way too long.
I'm sorry. I'm taking Steve Adams' job.
Oh, wait. You were introduced to... Okay, I do remember now. I'm sorry. Okay, that's fine.
Can you either speak up or get closer to a microphone?
I'm sorry. Let's see. Is that better?
Much better. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
So you're our new data engineer Stucky, eh?
is that what it is? Yeah, thanks.
I don't think that's the official title.
No, actually it is.
Is it? And it has that nice little screw-shaped logo?
Now we're trying to warm him up slowly.
I'm actually reading about PDFA on Wikipedia.
What? Oh, PDFA. I thought you were saying PDF.
Because every time I read it in the message that Ron sent around, I kept seeing PDSA. It wasn't until I was looking at it just now that I finally realized I was reading it wrong.
Hey, Lori.
Yeah,
I just entered PDF/A into Google, and the Wikipedia article was the first thing that came up, so.
Name.
Boris.
That would be a Boris, okay.
Hi.
Hello. So, Mitch, I can only envy you having deer as pests. We're fighting off our umpteenth ant invasion. Seems as routine as spring now.
Well, ants can be tasty, too, if you cook them right.
We have enough. We can make a substantial meal out of them.
The deer are...
Okay. No, I can understand. And obviously, they're not the kind of animal you can do much about.
Oh, there's all kinds of options.
Well, I'm sure there are.
Many of them involve urine, though. It's not pleasant.
But I do. The few times I've worked in a place where there were deer nearby, I just loved it.
Literally,
I guess we've got some here.
Okay, so we have Lyle, Patty, Boris, Mitch, Ann, Lori, Ron, Steve, and Richard, and Elizabeth. Did I miss anybody?
So it was Dick Simpson on. I missed that.
We don't have Dick, we don't have PPI or Geo.
Yeah. I think that agrees with my list.
Hey, Susie.
Anyone with you, Susie?
Hi.
Hi, Susie. Anyone there with you?
Ed is, but he's leaving.
Okay.
Was it something we said or something we threatened to say?
Oh, some rover emergency that requires his attention, and he has to be on the phone for it, so he cannot be on the phone in this room at the same time as me.
Shall we get started then? No, we're just missing Dick and PPI. And normally Dick will send an email if he's going to be late.
Joe?
Good morning.
We were just getting started.
Perfect.
So let's start with 3-1098. Movies is a new data object, Elizabeth.
Okay. I need to seek a little bit of clarification from Dan on this, but my understanding is 1098 is now a PDS-4 issue. Basically, his summary of the MC meeting was that they had decided to defer movies until PDS-4 and make Dan responsible for where it should fit into the overall scheme. What I'm seeking clarification on is whether or not that included 1099, which is movies as a document object.
Yes, it did. It's Mitch.
Okay, so that is also PDS-4
now.
It did?
I thought the Management Council sort of approved 1099 as a document format.
There were three bullets on Dan's slide, and I'm pretty sure, because I did the summary for the discussion, that we said that we would... Hi, Dick. It's Mitch.
Good morning.
It seemed to me that at the Management Council, during the main discussion, not the Executive Council, there were three bullets on Dan's slide on movies. And the first one had to do with making movies as a data object, and they said defer that. And the second one had to do make movies a document object, and they said defer that. And that the whole thing on movies was dropped down to monitor the progress in other agencies and things like that and fit it all into PDS-4, that we don't need to spend time in PDS-3. Does that track with what you remember?
Yeah.
Okay, so both 1099 and 1098 are now PDS-4 issues, and I will change the database to reflect that.
Yeah. And before we go through all of these, maybe we ought to jump down to the very last entry that Ron put in for this agenda, which was the MC asked the tech group to look at SER should be done before freezing PDS-3. And just let me, because Ron said he wasn't quite sure why, et cetera, the discussion was that all of the nodes are feeling the real press, the weight of effort that their tech staff is having to put into a multitude of things. And with the shift in emphasis to trying to get PDS-4 off the ground, they're just thinking there isn't enough manpower left. And the only way that we're going to be able to do this is if we stop having these telecons pretty soon. And so the idea was to freeze PDS-3. And before they can freeze, we can freeze PDS-3, we need to know what of the things that still have been listed as problems with PDS-3 need to be fixed in the next 2 years, because PDS-4 isn't coming online for 2 years. Which are the ones that are really critical, and which ones are just, yeah, we know it's broken, but we've lived with it for 10 years, and it's not really a problem that we can't live with.
Mitch, some clarification for me, because what I saw in the notes suggested that we also need to clean it up or whatever. So what do we do about errors that continue to show up in PDS-3? How does that work with freezing PDS-3?
Well, the discussion on freezing never really got off the ground. I think there was sentiment that that was the sort of approach they wanted to take, but that's a problem. And one of the things that came up during the meeting was a big one, and I've been trying to remember what it was, that we need to deal with before we freeze PDS-3. So I think what they were looking for was kind of a review of the list. Go through and see what's PDS-3, what's PDS-4, kind of the way we did a year ago, but not expect any freezing for at least 3-4 more months. But you're right, there are errors, and we may just have to put those on the back burner and just tell people what the right answer is without going through a formal SCR.
Plus, I think the time frame in which PDS-4 would get rolled out is somewhat flexible. So if we do freeze PDS-3, we really got to be able to live with it.
Yeah, but Mitch is right. The pressure is that there have been sort of six haven't participated much, and that's because they're totally swamped with data. I don't think it's that these telecons are competing with PDS-4. I think it's normal business is competing with everything, and there just isn't enough time to go around.
Yeah, I guess for me, I'm not clear on how we continue operating if we freeze PDS-3. If we encounter a problem, do we simply or some technical issue that we simply say, hey, we can't do anything, it's frozen?
Well, you know what?
That's the concern I have.
I wonder an approach we should consider is similar to what they do when they have a new major release in software, which is they continue to do bug support on old versions, but they don't implement any new features.
And I'm wondering, after 10 years, how many major items are going to come up in the next 24 months?
Well, okay. I mean, there's going to continue to be things like adding new standard values for keywords. I mean...
Yeah. No, I think the answer is you don't.
Well, if you've got a mission that's already archiving under PDS3 and they need some new values, what do you do?
I don't think you do it.
How can you...
If they're already archiving, why would they need to add new values?
But, Dick, we get a lot of new values with each new data product that comes in.
Yeah, you can't... You have to change, for example, data set ID every time a new data set comes in, the standard value list for data set.
Only that, there's mission phase name. There are a number of easily
identifiable... Maybe that needs to be taken out of the SCR queue, put into just engineering node administration.
Well, yeah.
But it does change the data model or the data dictionary.
It changes the data dictionary, but it doesn't change the data model.
Right.
The data dictionary has never been tightly bound to the standards anyway.
True.
Okay, what we're saying is that freeze is not a word that's going to work very well. What we're going to have to do is restrict our activities to only those things that are urgent and essential. And probably not right away. We're going to have some time to clean things up, but we need to be looking again, like we did about a year ago, now, what's really important, what we have to get done for PDS3. I think we need to perhaps streamline some of the ongoing things, like updating SC or data set ID.
Right. But what Elizabeth and Ann both said, I think, are valid. One is that we have to be able to add standard values,
which
is just a mode of doing SCRs that we've always included in SCR process. And then what Ann says is we can't change the data model. Maybe what we're freezing is the data model.
I think I would take the position pragmatically that the data dictionary is not part of the standards. The structure of the data dictionary is part of the standards, but the contents of the data dictionary are not.
I would be very nervous about that.
I know, but the situation shouldn't persist, and we have to do something so that we can be moving on.
Okay, but given the amount of crap that's already in the data dictionary, I think what we have seen is that we do need some kind of more rigorous review process than we've had. That's why I think we've been moving it more towards the standards than it has been at times in the past.
Right, but isn't it possible we could not add objects, not add new elements, but add standard values?
You'd have to get the nodes working with ongoing missions to sign off on that, is my opinion.
Yeah, we have a lot of new elements just with Phoenix and LRO and all the missions we're working on right now.
So where are they?
Local data dictionaries?
Some of them are, LRO is having a local data dictionary, but I'm not sure about Phoenix. They haven't created one so far. Well, we're just in the peer review process for a lot of Phoenix RDR products. We're finishing it up, and I haven't received the element templates yet, but I noticed in a peer review I'm working on this week that there were quite a few new keywords.
The data dictionary is very volatile, and
mm-hmm.
I don't think you can stop it from being volatile. The only thing you can do is the reasonable constraint you can impose is that you may not add new structural objects, no new objects in the data dictionary, and you can't change the structure of the file itself.
But elements are attributes of an object, so they're part of the data model.
It's normal procedure for a new mission to have new standard values and new keywords. We can't think of that as an anomaly that we have to deal with. That's normal.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It has been for 20 years now. And it is not true that every element in the data dictionary is mentioned as either a required or optional attribute of some object in the data dictionary. There's no reason why you should make that suddenly be true.
The whole point behind this discussion is to reduce this portion of the workload on the tech staff. That's us.
Yeah, exactly.
So we ought to be able to figure out a way to do that. That is, to be able to triage this stuff and say, we're going to have to keep doing this as it comes up, or this is important, we're going to have to deal with it, or no, this one can wait. And if we just do that, we perhaps will free up some time. Just by reducing the number of working groups that are associated with the tech session will help us. And you don't need a working group to change a standard value.
No, and generally,
okay, then, Okay, but this gets back to our whole standards process. I mean, we had talked about the possibility of not, you know, of having either two different tracks or having, you know, some SCRs that are classified as, you know, simpler, more administrative type things. But the whole process ended up deciding, or the working group that was working on the process decided we needed a working group for every single SCR. And so that's the model we've been on the last half year.
Yeah.
Are we now backtracking and saying that maybe that doesn't make sense? I mean,
I don't know how much time it'll cost us to change the SCR process or the...
Well, and yeah, without reopening all of that, I mean, we did say that we were going to at some point step back and say, is this working? Well, maybe in light of pending PDS-4, it's not working, not as efficiently as we need it to.
Well, before we waste all of the morning on this discussion, let me remind you that the Management Council never even talked about freezing PDS-3. It was tossed out. So I don't think we need to spend a huge amount of time today worrying about the consequences, either of doing it or not.
You know, when I look through the SCRs right now, there's only two of them that are what I would consider to be critical at the moment that couldn't be deferred.
Two. Which two are those?
Well, the two are SCR 1130, update line and sample display direction, which is to support, I assume, a mission need. And the other is the update standard values for spacecraft name and spacecraft ID. But
okay, are you looking through the list of topics for today's telecon? You're looking at the overall list.
No, the list for today. Okay. Now, I assume that the ones on today's list are supposed to be the high priority items.
Not necessarily.
So the ones that have been being worked.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that are being worked. Okay. But, I mean, just to take it as an example, there's a lot of those things that, you know, could be deferred because they're either, you know, fundamental changes. For example, you know, resolve the issue of multiple occurrences of the same keyword and object. Well, I mean, that's something that doesn't need to be resolved in PDS-3. Or the pointer object ambiguity in the standards reference doesn't necessarily need to be resolved in PDS-3. Those things would get resolved in PDS-4.
Okay, the one, I would disagree with that last example simply because that's going to be critical to correctly defining the data model for PDS-3, which is definitely an ongoing issue.
But they're going to resolve that in that working group.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't make a change to the data model at this point. And
I understand that, but okay, forget it.
Yeah, I really think Ann had a good distinction there between the data model and the dictionary, that they're really two different things. And traditionally, we've kind of mashed them all together into one sort of concept, and I think the PDS-3 spec working group is resolving those things out into the individual aspects of it, you know, the model and then the dictionary itself. So
I wonder if what we need to do is, right now, Elizabeth, I'm on the page that lists all of the standard issues that are open.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought there was a way to sort it by priority, but it doesn't seem
to. You got to go to the dev page. Go to starlight/engineering.
Is that not on my thing?
Okay, rather than going to pds-engineering.jpl.nasa.gov, change that part of your URL to starlight.jpl.nasa.gov/engineering.
Oh, hang on.
Speaking of people who haven't.
Yeah, I've been there before. I just got to figure out where I'm going. Okay.
Yeah.
Where it says PDS Engineering, type in what? I wasn't able to do it.
Type in Starlight, STARLITE,
yeah.
.jpl.nasa.gov/engineering. And if you want to get specifically to the standards page, go to /index.cfm?PID=2.
After engineering, G. There's a G in there. I can't type with poop. All right. I'm still not there.
Okay.
I probably have this somewhere.
Let me mail out the URL to everybody.
But anyway, what we need to do is go through, and right now they're listed as urgent, high, medium, and low. We want to make sure that those are appropriate, and the thought is that rather than do them in numerical order, we need to do the highs and the urgents. And the notes need to go back and look at those and make sure that the priorities reflect things, understanding that low and medium may not have, we may never get to under PDS-3.
So we only have 21 submitted SCRs, I guess?
Hang on.
That's all I see.
I'm trying to do too many things at once here. I would say we have, not including the ones that are already approved but not implemented, we've got 39 active SCRs.
Right, because we have in draft and submitted and...
in review and TG approved and, yeah. And then, like I say, there's a bunch of... ones that have been approved but not implemented, which I'm slowly trying to get to. Let's see how many of those there are at the moment. There are 21 of those. 20, I guess, actually. So, yeah. Okay.
So what would you like us to do, Mitch?
Well, not necessarily now.
No,
but I
know. Go ahead.
Is that what we need to be doing is each of the nodes needs to look at the list and look at the priorities. And I would suggest that anything that's listed as low or medium is probably not going to happen. And each of the nodes needs to look and see if that's acceptable.
But won't some structural changes to the data model affect the PDS-3 spec work?
Sure it will. All I'm trying to do is say right now it would be useful for us to start doing some triage here to refresh our triage from a year ago where you went through and then Ann went through. We looked hard at prioritizing things and shifting things to PDS-4.
Can we have like you or Ann go through the same list and say these would impact model, these are non-impactive?
Well, I'm also a little concerned about suggesting that medium shouldn't be done because medium is the default. I mean, anytime anybody brings an issue, it unless they specifically register it as a high, high urgency or whatever, medium's what they get.
I think regardless of priority, we should classify these as, impact the model or not, and that kind of is the first filter. And if it does impact the model, but it's a really critical thing, then we have to make an argument to do it.
Well, like Dick said, we've not been told to freeze anything. But what we're going to end up with, and I really believe this,
but
assuming that we go forward with PDS-4, is we're going to be de-emphasizing a lot of the work we do to try to free up some time. And that means that in the next couple of months, before PDS-4 really becomes a big downhill juggernaut, we need to go through the list and get the things that have to be done. And that means they need to be classified as urgent or high. I don't care whether they affect the model or not. I can't tell Susie what's important to Geo. But Susie can go through and look at these and say, if I don't get this one done, I'm going to have real problems in 6 months. We need to make sure that one gets on the urgent or high list. That's all I'm suggesting. And that doesn't mean Mitch go through. That means every node has to look at the list and figure out which ones they think are nice to have and which ones they have to have for their node.
Okay. I'm just concerned that continuing effort on PDS-3, like changing the model and doing things like that, is going to cause problems for the PDS-3 spec group because it becomes a moving target.
We'll deal with it if we have to.
The target is so big, this isn't going to be a perfect result anyway. I wouldn't worry about SCRs impacting the PDS-3 spec group.
Right.
There'll be bugs in that specification forever. We're just trying to do the best we can.
Okay. All right. Just trying to be helpful, but that's okay. Okay, so we need to reprioritize? Is that really what the action item coming out of this is?
That's my suggestion.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think that at this point, every node needs to go through the list once just to make sure that the stuff they think is important, that it's at least identified. We may not all agree on it. We may poo-poo some node and put them down, but we ought to have some individual node look. Each individual node needs to take a look at the list.
Can I make a counter suggestion? I'd be willing to volunteer to go through the list and try and come up with a classification based on things that I think we can push off to PDS4, things that I believe have to happen now, and then among those things that have to happen now, which are likely to impact the model and which are not, and then send that out for the nodes to review. Would that make life any easier for you?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Okay. I will try and do that then, because I've probably got more of a grasp of what the heck these SCRs are because I've been reviewing the list 50 million times. So.
Okay.
And, of course, the other thing is that this also implies that we perhaps need to have fewer working groups and working groups that can actually have the time to do something, because we've had, several of these meetings in a row where successively where the same SCR is there and nothing's happened because the working group hasn't had time to do anything. And
yeah.
We need to get things moved again.
So, but the problem...
Speaking of that, can we move ahead with this agenda?
Good idea.
All righty then. So we heard from Elizabeth on 1098 and 1099. 1118.
1118, you have officially been assigned as the lead on that.
Yeah, I know. I haven't changed the email.
Okay.
I just copy and paste.
Okay.
So when we last talked, there was an action item for 1 week for everybody to review the SCR and submit comments to the group. And I don't know that anything actually happened on that. So have people actually reviewed the SCR that's been posted?
1118 you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Add ICD SISs to volume documentation and standards ref.
No, I thought that there was another small bodies person on that. Rose, do you know if anything happened out that end with that? Rose is strangely quiet.
Oh, sorry, my microphone was muted. Which one,
this
again, were we talking about?
1118, the ICD SIS volume documentation thing. I thought, I might be wrong, and I'm not looking at a useful website at the moment, that Carol was working on that. Do you know she specifically reviewed that?
Yes, I do remember that there was a few. I don't remember exactly. I didn't talk to her. I didn't ask her about what was going on with that, and she's not on this telecon. I can ask her later, but I don't know anything about it.
You know what? I don't see her on the working group either.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's okay because I don't think. Let's hear from somebody else, I guess. Anybody else?
I think I had the last action on that. I was supposed to look at the APG and see what modifications would be needed there. And I did it this morning, but it's a 50-page document. I took out all the references to ICDs, but I need to go back over the 50 pages and now see whether it makes sense.
But I thought we were doing that independently of what the SCR that we have already posted. No?
No. The question is whether ICDs are required in the archive. I think everybody agrees that we don't even really understand what an ICD should be, so it doesn't make sense to require it. But the APG and the PAG are places where it's very prominently mentioned. And so you could say that it's an independent activity, but if you do one and not the other, you've got inconsistent standards and documentation. So they should both be done together. The assignment for everybody else was to read over the SCR and the revised PAG and see whether there are any comments, and I haven't received any. And for Anne's benefit, I have received comments from at least two people at small bodies, and
good.
I did make those changes. I've forgotten offhand who they were.
That's all right. You won't be getting any from me then.
No. The new person, is there a Laura?
Lori. Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
Lori.
I've forgotten whether the other one was Stephanie or somebody at in Tucson. But anyway,
good.
I've got comments from small bodies, but I don't think I've received comments from anybody else on anything. But I still need to review the APG.
Are we going to create a separate version of the SCR? I thought the working group approved this.
No, the working group was told, or the working group,
I think,
agreed in principle with what we had,
mm.
but recognized that the APG also needed to be modified. But we brought it to the tech group and asked the tech group for input, and that's kind of where we are.
But the SCR, you don't think is ready right now for a final review and a vote?
No, because I think you need to see what the APG would look like with the changes.
Okay.
I go back and listen to the recording, but I remember that the working group approved this, and I'm agreeing that we also thought the APG needed to be addressed, but separately from the PAG.
Sure, but Dick was pretty much the lead on this, and if he doesn't think the SCR is ready, I'm part of the working group. I'll support Dick in his position there, because... if he doesn't think it's ready, it's probably not ready.
So you're going to resubmit the SCR is my question, really.
No, I'll just give you an APG that's got some modifications, and you can post that as one of those additional pieces of information.
Yeah, I see this one. It's a bit confusing because there isn't much problem with the SCR, but in order for us to say, yes, go with this is approved, we actually have to have the documents that it's requiring, which is the redrafted PAG which is done and a redrafted APG, which is not, which Dick is going to do. So,
well, I'm in the middle of it, basically.
A wonderful gesture on your part, by the way.
Yeah, as though I needed more things to do. That's another reason for freezing everything.
So all this SCR needs is for everybody to review the change to the PAG to make sure that it's fine for us to send to the Management Council, and then review the APG when that gets done, and then we approve this, and those two documents have to go to the Management Council the way I read this SCR. Is that right?
Yeah.
It needs to actually be bumped up on the next agenda to...
Yeah, let me see if I can do the APG in the next couple of days, and then we'll have it for Standards Telecom in 2 weeks or whenever the next one is.
With a vote scheduled.
Once it's done and posted, Ron, you should send out an email reminder.
Mm-hmm.
Get us to review it, hopefully before the next telecon.
Gotcha.
With a note that, you know, for that next don't do it as embedded in the whole telecon announcement. Just say, look, this is going to be a vote item on the next telecon.
Okay.
We need to look at these two things and make sure they're ready to go to the Management Council.
Yep.
Otherwise, we're not going to remember. We being me.
Quick question to interject. Todd, did I hear that you're now on this working group?
Well, I was. Well, I thought I was listed on it. I am in the document in the SCR. I am.
Okay. Well, I will
but
add
not
you in the
officially
database.
On the page, I guess.
Okay. I'll update the database then.
Okay. So I've written three action items. Our Dick, you've got one. You're reviewing the APG, and I guess you're going to update the SCR. The nodes are to review the current SCR and the PAG and submit any comments. And then I'm supposed to email the nodes a reminder in advance of the next telecom.
Well, let us know when the APG is posted.
Well, that's the email reminder, right? When the APG is posted, because it'll be posted to the SCR page.
Well, wherever it is, you have the PAG posted.
Right? Yeah.
Are you finding, Dick, that you are making changes to the APG?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It mentions ICDs. You've got to take that stuff out, and that's
right.
What I've already done. Now
okay.
The question is, there's a lot of references to CISs and data management and archiving plans, and so you kind of have to fill in the hole that was left when you took the ICD out.
Okay. So we will have to review both documents before the vote?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. All right.
I guess you could approve the SCR and say the documents need more work, but... At least we need to get the documents out there.
And I really don't like SCRs getting approved that way because when it comes to implementation, it's not clear what the implementation is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the implementation has got to be spelled out in detail before we approve anything.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you'll have a revised document. We'll
okay.
see whether that flies.
Okay.
Okay. Anything more on 118? moving to 119. Chris, this is the distinguish required and optional keywords versus projection, and Chris is out. So I got an email from him suggesting that we just sort of skip this one.
Okay, sounds good.
Is there actually an SCR? When I hit SCR, I keep getting the summary page.
Yeah, there's no SCR yet.
I believe that's what Chris is working on.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because I'm looking to see what the impacts are, because I know there are significant disconnects between the standards reference and the data dictionary on this keyword as well, or this object.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, why is this a high priority? Does anyone know?
Yes, there was a mission that was being impacted by it. Patty, are you familiar with which one that was?
MRO.
It was high-rise, and we've addressed that problem because we had to. So
it's also a problem
it's not
with an
as
LRO data set.
I'm sorry?
It's also a problem for an LRO data set.
Oh, okay. All right. So
yeah, this may be a case where we can address the immediate needs of the two missions without having to solve the overall problem.
Sure.
And that may be the direction we'll have to go, but okay.
Well, so we just had to make a decision for high-rise, and I don't think they're just getting underway with a peer review for LROs.
Okay. Why don't we offline discuss how to move forward on this and maybe looking at moving it to PDS-4 with the exception of addressing the current issues.
Okay. That's good.
Okay.
Oh, well, does that mean, Elizabeth, you're going to contact Patty and me to discuss
this? Yeah. Anybody else impacted by this potentially?
It's Mitch. I'd like to just be told I don't need to participate.
Yep.
How about Lyle? Nothing?
No.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Sounds good.
Moving on to 11.24, the PSDD enhancement. Add case to keywords of type character.
Is this one put in because of tools?
No, I think this was something Ron was going to convene in a working group on.
I wrote a note to myself that says email comments.
It's a validation issue. It was improving the ability to do automated validation was fundamentally what this was about. If I remember correctly.
No, you're right. I'm just trying to remember.
But Ron, we had discussions on this in terms of approach, and we were proposing something a little bit different than what this original SCR was.
We had expanded it to look at adding the capability of providing specific character set information for all keywords, and then
For types, for data types.
No,
specific character information. That got voted down. I was proposing it.
Exactly.
Nobody else liked it. So we're back to case.
No. There were people that did like it, but somehow we...
Not that we don't like it. It's just that nobody can do the work.
And there was confusion.
Nobody volunteered to do the work, so... And it's a lot of work.
That's not what I remember, but this is the problem we've had ongoing on this one, is we keep forgetting...
I asked if anybody wanted to do the work, and nobody had volunteered, so...
Okay, and I remember specifically describing a way in which most of the work could have been done. So... there are automated ways that we could have come
up with. Elizabeth, I mean...
Okay, so you're right. I think I was supposed to reconvene the working group, and we were going to hash out the details, because I think we kind of got misdirected there. Okay. So
I think it's mostly done.
Yeah, let's reconvene the working group, make sure we're all on the same page to discuss this again, and then... I mean, the SCR is posted, right? And I actually kind of thought the SCR was done, but it seems like we have some issues.
There's one from a month ago.
Yeah, like I said, the problem was it kept getting the purpose kept getting changed again and again. Yeah.
So, I mean, do you guys all agree with that? Reconvene, we all get back on the same page and make sure. Okay. So anything else there? No? 11.26. Multiple occurrences of the same keyword in an object valid or not, Anne?
No activity.
Okay. 11.27, pointer object ambiguity in the standards reference, Anne?
No activity.
11.29.
Okay, this one I'm a little confused about, Ron. I had listed this as TG approved, and I was ready to move and say that the EMC hasn't responded. But you and I have been exchanging some emails as to whether or not the EMC ever got notified about this. It's not clear to me when or if they got notified.
Monday.
Just this
yeah.
past Monday. So this one, let me see. I'm trying to remember which folder. Oh, crying out loud.
It's like on the 20th or 20th.
Okay. Then I may need to change the date on when. I just lost my internet connection. Can somebody check the status on that one for me on 11/29?
Status.
It says.
Is TG approved right now?
Current status is submitted.
Yeah, it says submitted.
Oh. I know. I apologize profusely to everybody. One of these years, I will get around to changing the public public page to match the dev page. Driving me nuts as well as all the rest of you, I'm sure.
Well, anyway, Elizabeth will match the thing up. So I had sent an email that apparently got sort of delayed and.
There we go.
So now it just went out on Monday, yeah, from Rita.
Okay.
All right. So there's 10 days, and then if nobody objects,
then it will become approved. Right.
Correct.
So,
yeah.
So that basically doesn't change the status. It just changes the date when the status will change. All right. So, yeah, essentially we've approved it. We're waiting on the MC at this stage.
Correct. Okay. So 11:30.
Oh, line and sample display direction. What was going on with this one? What the heck was going on with this one? I thought I'd done something on it, but apparently not. Line and sample display direction. Okay, let's say nothing's been done, because I have no record of anything here.
Okay, 11:33, same thing. It went off to Management Council on Monday.
Okay, now the timing on that one, I think I've got slightly different. So I'm going to need to retract the approved and change that back to a TG approved until we hear back from them.
Cool.
Because the dates were slightly different.
On the public site, it still says submitted, so.
I understand. The public site is pulling from the wrong database. That's the fundamental problem.
Yeah.
I need to get some changes moved over there. Okay.
So 11:34, update standard values for spacecraft name and spacecraft ID.
Yeah, this is one of those cases where if we had withdrawn, this would already be gone. I've discussed it with Elizabeth, and I would like to pull this when we don't need it.
So basically I'm going to suggest a vote on this with the recommendation that it be rejected.
Second.
Okay, Lyle. So the vote is we're rejecting it. So a yes is reject.
I reject.
I'm sorry, I got confused. Which SDR are we talking about?
11:34. This was a recommendation to add the Hubble standard value to spacecraft name and spacecraft ID. It was pointed out that instrument host name and instrument host ID already have that standard value, and whatever problems resulted in this SDR have been fixed at RINGS.
I just needed a number. As I said, I was distracted.
Okay.
Thank you.
Susie?
Reject.
Patty?
Abstain.
Boris?
Abstain.
Todd?
Reject.
Mitch?
Reject.
Ann?
Reject.
Dick?
Reject.
Steve?
Reject.
It is gone.
Oh, who did I miss? SBN Radio. Okay.
Okay, so that takes us down to the PDFA format. Lyle, do you want to talk about that one first?
Well, I was informed of its existence last week, that there is an ISO standard for PDFA and that it presents a possible solution for the dreaded ASCII counterpart. I know a little more than that, and I had asked the engineering node to possibly do some research into it and give the rest of us a briefing.
There is an ISO, and we can buy the ISO, and I can post it, much like we posted the others, under password protection.
Yeah, it's a relatively cheap ISO. It's 114 francs, which is, I don't know what,
current
like
exchange
100
rate
American
bad.
Now or something. Yeah,
no,
I think we're still
bad.
Ahead of the franc slightly. But
okay.
Just slightly, yeah.
It's a multi-part standard. I'm looking. There are a number of places where you can go to get information. I'm looking at a frequently asked questions file. That I found with a simple Google search on the ISO standard number. It's from 2005, so it's it's a relatively recent standard. It requires embedded fonts, and consequently it requires that the fonts that you use are effectively public domain, because otherwise that's a violation of copyright. And I think it may actually take a fair amount of effort for us to get things that are PDFA compliant, but maybe not. It's worth researching, certainly.
No, I think those embedded fonts are pretty standardized so that you can't use fonts that are really weird or platform specific. Or
I was going to say, all the fonts that I use are copyrighted, and there is an ongoing discussion about whether or not they should accept open fonts. So it's not quite as easy as it might at first appear.
May I ask, since obviously I have not read the background material, how is such a file created? Is there a button in the Adobe PDF interface that will say make a PDFA?
That would be my guess if you have the Adobe, the full-up Adobe software.
You mean that button is already in there and I haven't found it?
I don't know. It may only be in the professional copy. I don't have a copy of Adobe Professional at work. I have a copy at home for publishing work that I do because I need that level of control and over what goes into the document.
Yeah, I think you could achieve a PDFA document by choosing the right options.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Because the requirements are, PDFA is designed for long-term archiving of documents, and so it has certain requirements. Like Anne was saying, the fonts have to be embedded. They also have to be unlimited, you know, in terms of use and all that kind of thing.
That sounds like a problem that could be solved.
Yeah. And then there's you can't do encryption, and you can't include audio and video content, and you can't do certain other things to make it archive quality. But
yeah,
I think you can achieve that with just
A list of things that are planned for Part 2 as an example for things that aren't in the current standard. JPEG image compression, sophisticated digital signature support, open type fonts, those are the ones that have no copyright restrictions, 3D graphics, audio video content, and consistency with other PDF-based standards. So this is not going to be an easy thing to check.
And is there any mention of any websites or any engines that you can use to verify that something is compliant?
I haven't had enough time to look at it. I only started doing this 10 minutes before the meeting started.
Okay.
Well, I think Ron found something about a verifier.
Did you?
Yeah.
But the question is, if it fails verification, what is the person who generated the PDF supposed to do?
Well, I think before we'd accept something like this, we would need to be able to spell out exactly how these documents could be produced and how they could be verified. I mean, that would sort of be par for the course, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if we won't even go further than that and really think about if there's a tool that will let you convert a standard PDF, change the fonts and everything with a push of a button. We wouldn't even require that the users have that. They could give us PDF and we could make the conversion as we were archiving. But it needs to be something simple to do, rather than require everybody to go out and get a PDFA-compliant.
Yeah, although that's presuming there's going to be no impact on the content.
Yeah.
I believe Rita mentioned to me that she's seen some of the Microsoft software even already has an option to save as PDFA.
Microsoft.
That's what the article suggested.
Does it save viruses along with it?
No, because PDFA does not allow you to have any executable content.
That's right.
Sorry for the sarcasm there.
So she says Adobe, the article said Adobe and Microsoft had built-in support.
Well, since Adobe owns the copyright on PDFs such as it is, that kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a list of things that are specifically not included in PDF A1. Encryption, LZW compression, any embedded files, any external content references, PDF transparency, multimedia, and JavaScript.
Okay, does that imply, what does that mean in terms of images that you, graphics that you bring into a document?
Well, it says they must include embedded fonts, device-independent color, so clearly color is not prohibited, and XMP metadata. Does somebody recognize what XMP means? Is that where the graphics come in?
Oh, boy. I've heard it, but I can't tell you what the heck it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the PDF format itself, I believe, contains graphics commands, just like PostScript used to.
Is this in the category of things that we should recommend be looked at for PDF 4?
Probably.
Absolutely. I'm recommending it be looked at for PDS 3.
Well,
I think that we can fast-track this through, and we can tell the data providers that you don't have to submit the ASCII anymore. You can submit a PDFA file.
But when you say fast-track, I mean, we've got a significant number of questions that have been raised just this last
couple of minutes. I'm asking somebody at Engineering Node and perhaps some of the other nodes to look at this seriously, spend some time on this.
Yeah, I mean, more than the 10
Tell us if this is doable or not.
Who's got Okay, I don't have the time. I can't volunteer.
Well, I, you know...
Well, why don't we...
Who can we assign to this?
Well, why don't we create a working group? Because I would volunteer for the working group.
Do we have an SCR?
Well, the working group would form one, right? All we need to do is generate a summary like we usually do and and have a working group. So.
Well, there you go. Get it in quick before they close the list.
Yeah, throw in the queue.
So, Lyle, would you like to be on the working group?
Oh, be on the working group, sure.
Okay.
I'll put my name on too, please.
It requires somebody that has a bit more technical knowledge.
I'm just looking at a website called www.pdfa.org.
It says
there currently exists no official certification body for PDFA compliance. I think that's going to be a problem.
That is, yes.
I'm not sure given the other things we have to do in the next 6 months to 2 years, I'm not sure we want to launch off into this. And to answer Lyle's suggestion that we make this part of PDS3, putting something like this in PDS4 makes it that much more desirable for people to switch when we get it.
Good point.
you don't want to put all your gold coins in PDS3.
Yeah. That's a very good point.
Well, I think I would vote for 3, putting it into 3.
Well, I have no time, so I'm not a factor in working groups here.
Well, I think that forming a small working group to chase it down is probably worth doing, but if you find pretty quickly that there is no way to verify it or there is no set standard for verifying, then it's probably going to have to go in a hole until we get beyond that. And I kind of like Dick's thought that we make PDS4 more desirable, but...
Well, considering that this is one of the major items that comes across on the PDS3 issues and problems list...
Yeah,
solving it in PDS3 seems like it ought to be very desirable, but
if it's relatively,
yes, maybe I'm overshooting the mark here.
Hey,
well, I think at this point, doing an assessment is reasonable.
Well, if you're serious about waiting till PDS4, that may not happen for a couple of years. So why go to the effort to review it now? It might change in 2 years.
No, my suggestion is we don't make the decision about PDS3 mm-hmm. versus PDS4 until we find out whether it's even doable now.
Oh, I see.
It's an assessment for how much work is involved in getting from where we are, if it is doable, to implementing. Oh. And that may still make it insurmountable. If it's really hard to do, I don't think we're going to be able to do it. If it turns out that, there are a couple of push-button tools and you can do this fairly quickly, that's a different answer.
Mm.
But, we're speculating.
And we don't know.
And so if we form...
Somebody needs to do some research and tell us, can we do it or not?
Get a small working group, they do an assessment, tell us, is it likely to be something we can do now, and roughly speaking, how much work's involved, and then we decide if it's a PDS3 or PDS4 option.
So,
that would be my suggestion.
So a working group of Ron, myself, and Lyle, that's small. We ought to be able to get something done.
I'd like to be on the working group if you want.
Okay, sure.
Here's a bit of information you might find useful to follow up on. The National Archives have an opinion about PDFA and what else is required in order for them to accept a PDFA format document.
Can you summarize it or not?
I've only just found it, and it's in the middle of a FAQ. It says, the short answer, the question is, will NARA accept transfers of records scheduled as permanent in the PDF A1 format? So these are permanent holdings for the National Archives. Will they accept PDF A1 format? Yes, but PDF A1 compliance is not enough. It has to comply with other NARA requirements. If it includes scanned images, the images also need to meet requirements. So, and then there are additional questions about it. So the National Archives have actually thought about what this means for long-term preservation.
Right.
And there are questions about conformance level and help in getting compliance and things like that. So it's worth looking for this information.
Right,
because
and the PDFA spec came out in 2005, so it's been around for a while.
Well, not that long in terms of specifications.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
It's not totally fresh. You know.
Yeah, this is at the national www.archives.gov, and then it's the records management section.
Okay.
Okay, so I have four members, myself, Patty, Lyle, Todd.
Cool.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else we want to talk about on this issue? Yep.
When are you reporting?
Yeah,
we should do this, like Lyle said, we should try and fast-track this. At least get an initial assessment out pretty quickly, a couple weeks maybe.
So do we want to meet this coming Wednesday at 9 a.m.? Our first meeting, and everybody should be sort of prepared to...
Right, and have each member kind of bring to the table whatever they've learned in the
mm-hmm.
between now and then.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Does that work?
Third, Ron?
I'm sorry?
The 23rd?
Yeah.
Okay.
4:23, 9 a.m., I'll set the telecom. Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. Anything else on this one? No?
Ron, yes, you and I have an additional issue. Emily had asked us to talk to the group about...
Yeah, we're not quite there yet.
Okay.
Are we going to go back to the second issue now about the two tech group deciding which SDRs need to be done?
I thought I was going to take an initial cut and then
send
that out to folks.
Yeah, I got that as your action item. I'm asking, is this issue done for this discussion, I guess?
Susie, did you have an opinion on this?
Nope.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Okay, now we come down to what Elizabeth was asking the next time we meet. And go ahead, Elizabeth.
Okay, let's see if I can pull up the email. Emily Law has asked us to work around the schedule for the Mission Interface Working Group that Susie and Ed have got going. And they have got specific meeting dates that they need to use that are related to, presentations or whatever that they have to do, status summaries, et cetera. So they're asking if we can not meet on April 30th, which I believe is technically our next meeting.
Here's the rationale. And since most people on the phone will have some participation in this working group, it makes sense to talk about it now. The idea was that the working group meets about a week before the monthly reports are due. So that's why the date of April 30th. It's about a week before the next monthly report. And since we all know that monthly reports are not exactly a month apart, the day may have to be flexible, but that's the reasoning for it.
So if anybody has any objections, basically it means we either meet next week or we meet in 3 weeks.
I'm in Spain next week.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm in Spain next week meeting with the Rosetta people.
I thought you said insane.
There are two or three other people at the SBN who can sit in, but if you
nice.
Want me specifically for some reason because you hate me and feel the need to torture me, for example.
Okay, with the exception of possibly voting on 11/18, and I don't actually, Dick, you're probably not going to be ready for us in time to vote on that next week, right?
Well, I think it'll take people a little while to read 250-page documents and figure out whether they make sense.
Okay, I think by pushing it to next week, I'm not sure that there's anything constructive that we can get done by then.
I agree.
So I would recommend going for 3 weeks to May 7th. Now, is there any problems with schedule conflicts then? And then my feeling would be we just work out, work around the following dates as they come up in order to avoid this working group. Any objections? Okay, so May 7th tentatively then is our next meeting.
And April 30th is going to be used for the mission interface?
Yes.
Telecom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody, please come. I really want this one to work. I think Emily actually has taken this over now. It's not Ed and me anymore. But I think last time she mentioned that she had received a message from every node except one, and I can't remember who the one was, that they would send a representative.
She has not sent out the telecon announcement yet, right?
No, she has not.
I have no idea what telecon you're talking about, so I'm assuming that I have been spared.
And it was small bodies that she hadn't heard from.
Damn!
And she said she had emailed Mike and Ludmilla, and Ludmilla said that Mike was working on it. I think you should go ask Mike about it.
And what am I asking him about? I was looking at my calendar to see if May 6th was clear.
Okay, Mission Interface Working Group.
Mission Interface Working Group.
I don't.
Go over to Mike's office and say Mission Interface Working Group.
I'll send you an email.
Okay, good. Thanks.
I don't think Radio Science was invited.
Well, they should have been.
Would you like to go for Small Bodies Node?
Well, sure.
I'll make you a cheesecake.
It'll sit there and rot before I get to pick it up.
You should definitely be involved. I'll send you the email that I'm going to send to Anne.
Cheesecakes freeze really well.
Oh, that's true.
Cool. Next meeting, May 7th. Great. Anything else anybody wants to talk about? No?
Ron.
Yeah.
Okay, just Ron, I just want to let you know I already sent you an email back in response to your question.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
So I think the reason you haven't seen an email from Emily on the schedule is because she was waiting until we worked out our schedule. But I just emailed her to tell her that she can have the 30th, so you should hear something from her. Cool. Okay. Anything else, guys? Good one. All right. Have a good one.